בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני ספסאי תפתח, ופי יגיד תהילתך. What should we talk to Hashem about? Again, his boidedus is a personal relationship with Hashem. That depends on our relationship. We are the only ones who decide, ultimately, what to talk about. Some ideas for chizuk could be the following. Perhaps the most powerful thing to talk to Hashem about is to thank Hashem. The Ramban, at the end of Parshas Bo, when he says, the only reason Hashem created the world is to have emunah in Hashem. And he says, and to thank Hashem. Ultimately, if we believe that Hashem is only going to do what's best for us, we would just thank Him all day. The Sfarim explain that every prayer, every tefillah, has a specific chamber in Shamayim that it needs to be addressed in. Sometimes there are angels that get in the way and block some of our prayers. Some tefillahs don't come to fruition because maybe we sinned, maybe some other reason that the angels blocked the tefillah. They go to certain chambers with angels in charge of taking the tefillahs to Hashem. Whereas, the Sfarim explain, the tefillah, the prayer of gratitude, goes to a chamber where there are no angels. It goes directly to Hashem. And that tefillah, say the Sfarim, is never denied. The prayer of gratitude is the highest possible tefillah that we can offer Hashem. It is never denied. It always gets to Hashem. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch writes that all the korbanos in the future will cease to exist, except for one, the toida offering, and all the songs in the future will cease to exist, except for one, the song of toida, of thank you. Thank you is so powerful that is forever. There is no greater tefillah than the gift of thank you to Hashem. So when we talk to Hashem, one very powerful tefillah is thanking Hashem for anything and everything. Stop a moment and think what it would be like to be blind. How much money would somebody give away to be able to restore their eyesight if they were blind? Most people have eyesight. What a gift! Hashem doesn't owe us anything. Hashem has just created us to be good to us. He doesn't owe us. Again, it's the wrong perspective. Sometimes we get caught up in, we think we deserve eyesight. We deserve actually nothing. We're just being given everything as a gift. So thank you, Hashem. Let's appreciate the gift. Thank you for my eyes. Do you know how many things I can do with my eyes? Wow. Thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam, for the gift of being able to see and see your beautiful creations. Thank you, Hashem, that I'm able to use my eyes to learn Torah. Thank you, Hashem, that I don't have to suffer pain in my eyes. Thank you so much. Thank you for the gift to have eyes that are open, that I can fulfill the mitzvah of closing them and not looking at things that I shouldn't look at. Thank you, Hashem, for the gift to be able to see a smile, see somebody else smile. Thank you, Hashem, for the gift to be able to look in the mirror. Thank you, Hashem, the gift of these eyes, all these years of how many days, how much would one do just for one day of the gift of eyesight if they were blind? All these days, that's eyesight, and there's so much more. Thank you, Hashem, that I have a mouth. Thank you, Hashem, that I'm able to taste foods. Thank you, Hashem, that I'm able to use this mouth to talk to you. Thank you, Hashem, for the gift to be able to learn Torah with this mouth. Thank you, Hashem, for the gift to be able to say kind words to other people. What a gift to have a mouth. Thank you, Hashem, for the gift of another day of life. Thank you, Hashem.